Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. This is the next in a series of recordings looking at the relationship between Paul and Timothy. An amazing relationship. In the Christian life, all of us will have the opportunity at times to be a Paul to a Timothy. And similarly, I think we'll all have the opportunity to be a Timothy to a Paul. If we understand these different relationships, it will help us mature and grow and learn how to use our gifts to the glory of God. So far, we've looked at the fact that Timothy was willing to pay the price to be trained and to be effective in the mission. He was willing to pay the price that Paul knew he would have to pay in order to learn these things. We've also looked at the fact that Timothy was willing to face the fear in Acts chapter 17. He was left all on his own, and we'll renew that thought in a moment. And one of the reasons he was able to face the fear is because he had already seen Paul's faith. And if we're going to inspire others, we ultimately inspire them most, not by our knowledge or by how long we've been a Christian, but we inspire them by our faith. And not only did Paul inspire Timothy by his faith, but Timothy himself decided to live by faith. Back again in our passage in Acts 17, we remember that Paul had been preaching at Berea, and then there was some persecution. So in verse 14, the believers immediately sent Paul to the coast, and he had to get out of town. But Silas and Timothy stayed. They stayed at Berea. They stayed in the hot seat. They were there, and it must have been very frightening. But they decided, Timothy decided to live by faith. His father in the faith has left. Paul has had to leave. It was the wise thing to do. I don't think he ran away out of fear. It was just the right thing to avoid the situation getting worse. Surely as Timothy is there in Berea, he cannot be expecting a lighter treatment than had been already experienced by Paul in various cities. I think Timothy is assuming that he will be beaten, imprisoned, or even worse. But he is prepared to stay in that city, to continue the work of the gospel. Why? Well, surely because he has seen the value of living by faith as demonstrated by Paul, and he has decided, I am going to live that way. He now has his own convictions. If we're going to grow, we do need inspiration by others, I think. We need others to live by faith and show us what it means. But then we have to face our own fears. I've had many different roles and worn many different hats as a Christian, serving as a song leader, a Bible discussion leader, an evangelist, leading a church, a region, teaching different things. But the truth is, I never really wanted any of those roles. And there were times when I wasn't thinking so spiritually about such things, and I wanted the position. I liked the thought of having the position, the role, and the recognition that went with it. But I never really did want to face the fear of dealing with what would make me effective in those roles, whether the role was public or not, prominent or not, or had a title or not. But when we engage in serving other people, we have to face up to our selfishness, to senses of our sense of inadequacy, what happens when we sense that we fail. What happens when we're criticized? What happens when things don't go as we wish, or there's persecution? Well, until I was willing to allow people to disciple me towards greater Christ-likeness in these areas, I did not grow, nor was I effective for God. Always I've been effective, if I have been, because I had my own conviction and allowed others to inspire me and help me to deal with the things that I was afraid of. What are we afraid of? What are we truly afraid of? Perhaps God is pushing you into a role or an area of service that is frightening for you. I have to say, I think we should rejoice. We should rejoice and thank God because he's helping us to face our fears so that we can grow real conviction. And that real conviction makes us effective. Let's imitate the faith of others. But let's also, like Timothy, decide to stand on our own feet, on our own convictions, and face our fears, and then God will mature us and use us. We'll go on to look at one more aspect of their relationship next time. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless.